invites you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly, and today I'm speaking with the very, very accomplished Susie Bobsian, and she is calling in from Australia. So welcome, Susie.
Thank you, Mandy.
Now, your job title sounds really interesting. You're a global designer and a fashion mentor. So first up, I'd love to know, what does that actually entail, being a fashion mentor? Because I think that just sounds pretty cool.
It is a cool profession. It's one that I've just started, I guess, about 18 months ago. It's sort of this other side of my career after being in fashion for, over 25 years. It's really nice to use your own expertise and knowledge to help others, which most of us, well, especially myself, I didn't really think I had that because you're so busy working within the industry and your own business that I guess over the years you forget how much you've actually accomplished and achieved, and your knowledge base is huge. So being a mentor is really helping support people who are wanting to do exactly what you've done in your career, whether it be starting up their own fashion label, or working with existing fashion businesses that may have a need for some consultancy or mentoring to get them through a particular period of time, or if they want to introduce perhaps a new product that I've got some knowledge and expertise on. So mentoring is really about empowering and supporting and guiding people through particular stages of their fashion business.
And how smart is that too, for them to engage someone like you, because you are going to help shorten the learning process, because as you said, you've been so busy and you've accumulated so much knowledge, and within that I'm sure there's been plenty of times when you've had to take, wrong turnings and rewrite things and kind of blow things up and start again. So I imagine that, bringing someone like you on board just helps to either save them a lot of money or save them a lot of angst and worry and stress as they build their label as well.
Exactly. I firmly believe that. Any business has, as you would well know, has many ups and downs and pitfalls. And I guess that's what I kind of hope to work with my clients, so they don't have such big pitfalls as I've had in my career. And especially, if they're working on their own, it's just navigating through the course of setting your label up and finding correct areas and possible suppliers, that sort of thing.
Yes.
So we work through all those areas, which can. I mean, I'm working with people now who've started and stopped because they couldn't manage it. And you may be a fantastic creative, but not great on the business side, or you may be have a great business head and a financial head, but not great on the creative side. So, having a mentor really helps expedite the whole process, and it also helps navigate through the ups and downs.
Yeah, it's really, and I just think it's such a smart concept, and because, when you think about starting a new fashion label, you think, oh, it's all lots of pretty sketches and concepts, and isn't that great? But that's just a pretty part of it.
That's the fun part. But we do try and make all the parts the fun part, because, especially if it's new, then it's a great learning curve. So, I really want it to be a pleasurable experience for my clients. So, sometimes that creative side is really tricky for some people. They've got an idea, but they don't know how to put it down on paper, or where to find that, areas for resources, or actually how to draw something that's in their head. So, that could be perhaps the challenging part for some people, where the business, like I was saying before, the business side could be the challenging for other clients. So it's generally the research and development side is the fun side. And I do put a lot of time and effort into that, because that's laying the foundations as well. And, you know, usually through that kind of research and development we do, and creating your label, we do cover a lot of topics besides just doing a pre-sketch. You know, there's a lot of work to do, and finding your market and defining your market. So we know we're catering exactly to the right person.
And I was also looking on your website as well. So for those that want to know, it's called labellaunch.com.au. But also, you've got to make sure that you are on trend with a market to sell to as well. So I guess it's we can all come up with lots of amazing ideas, but whether they're relevant to the market, whether they're on trend, and whether they're going to work, that's probably, you know, letting your clients down softly must be pretty hard if they've got these great ideas but you're not sure they're going to actually get to where they need to be. Or do you just start way back at the beginning and really keep it on trend, or keep the market in mind as you go?
To be kind of brutally honest, I probably don't take on clients who just want to do another range that everybody else is doing. I think, and I'm quite honest when I chat with people, that I believe the market's quite flooded with with fashion. It is. It's flooded. We've got so much choice now, more than ever before. And obviously it's not just fashion. As a consumer, you know, there's so much choice in every area. So what I really talk to them first about is, you know, what's going to make you different? Why are you different? What's this burning desire to produce this particular garment, or create this particular range of product, or something that an idea that you've had for years? And, you know, let's analyse that first. So that's really, and that's what I was saying about defining your market. Is there a market for that product? You know, we'll look at their range or their sketch or their idea, and really pull that apart, because and do a lot of market research on it, because I think that's so important. And really that's stage one. Because that's going to save you a lot of time and, again, a lot of money. To work it out, is there a market for them, and what is your unique selling position? You know, what's going to make you stand apart? So we look at that, and it can be quite small, but as long as we know that, that's what we really work with. And then we find, you know, where is that market, and let's find your target market. So whatever we do, we're always asking that question, you know, is your customer or potential customer, will they be interested in that? How will they find you? You know, is that something they're looking for? So that's always the consideration.
Yeah, that's really smart. Very smart indeed. And I like that you've just sort of said you don't want to be just like everybody else, because the market is so flooded at the moment, but there is always room for someone with these really ingenious ideas that can really help people.
Yeah. That's right. And I'm so proud that I'm working with some and have worked with some clients that are already up and running and doing really well, but they've really stuck to that formula of knowing that market. And, you know, and I love working with clients who are that market. You know, they say, for years I haven't been able to find this product because I've got a particular this or that or this particular need. And, you know, if they have that, then there must be hundreds more that have the same. So that's really exciting to develop those ideas and establish the market. So, yeah, I get great satisfaction out of that. And that's sort of what I'm talking about is, you know, whether you're a young mum and can't buy a product for your child, or, you know, whether, you know, you're a large breast woman who can't find the perfect, you know, swimsuit, or something that needs support on your active wear, or you're doing a particular sport or recreation that doesn't have a product that you need. You know, that's really exciting to work from that particular platform.
I love it because I think well, it is, because you can have ideas, but to actually have someone that can help you execute them is a very special skill to have.
Thank you. Well, you become very close with your clients, you know, and initially, you know, after being a designer for such a long time, I wondered if this was going to be enough for me creatively, you know, because I'm not doing I'm certainly not doing my own label. I'm doing still a little bit of design work freelance. But you know what? It actually is enough for me, because I get a lot of satisfaction out of, you know, working with my clients who, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to see their excitement and their passion, and to support that. You know, it really is.
Because you're not only just designing a range as such, you're designing a whole business structure as well.
That's exactly right.
So you're designing, exactly right. Yeah, your designing skills have just grown even bigger, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So what made you, you know, what inspired you to get started initially? Because it's, you know, to hone down exactly what's missing is pretty hard. But I know, as you said, you've got this big background of design and some big labels as well. So, you know, what was inspiring about getting started on your own thing?
Yeah, well, I think sort of when I went out on my own about 5 years ago, I actually was doing a lot of freelance design. And you know, when you do that, you're actually, you kind of help your client anyway in a lot of other areas. It just sort of naturally progresses in that way that you can help them and assist them in other areas. And then I decided to go back and do some study and got my teacher training certificate. So I started to teach fashion design at a local, the Australian Institute of Creative Design. There's a college on the Gold Coast and in Brisbane. So I was teaching there, and I could kind of see, you know, it's great that young students jump into fashion design, but there was a lot missing within the courses. And then the college asked me to work on their mentoring program, and so I started writing up some of them a mentoring program for them. And I really could start to see the need for this service. And so I worked for them for a year on it, and my freelance business was growing to the fact where I was offering mentoring services as well. And it actually started getting more and more into the mentoring program. So I was working under Modulus Design in the freelance with a very good friend of mine in Sydney who's had a very similar background, and she started Modulus Design, Amanda Herod, and we had a big chat about it. And I said, look, I really want to pull further into mentoring. So this year started label launch, specifically targeting clients who, you know, are planning or launching or growing a fashion business. So that's really where my energy's going now.
It's brilliant. It's so good. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have lots of ideas, but, you know, I think I'm low on execution. So when you said that, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Lots of things that we can do. Yeah, definitely. So how do you juggle it all? Because, you know, doing what you're doing, being a mum, being, you know, doing all of these things takes a little bit of juggling these days. So how do you
Well, good question. I think probably like a lot of us, we work late at night, or I get up early in the morning and do a lot of things that I haven't finished the day before. As a mentor, I also now I ask for help and I ask and advice. So I'm lucky that I have a great network of experts in their particular fashion and business fields. So we're open to sharing and supporting each other. A lot of women that are in the same position as myself. So we just, meet once a month, or we text and jump on the phone and say, can you help me with this? Or what would you do in this situation? So I guess it's about asking for that support. And working with the team, which I love. And I think when you do work a little bit on your own, it's really nice to kind of have a team of people out there that you can rely upon and keep you motivated as well and assist you when you need it.
I love that. I love the fact that you're all collaborating with each other. So you might be all doing your own thing, but at the end of the day, you have that team around you that you can, just sort of call on. I love that. I think that's,
I do too.
Yeah.
And I think the older you get, and the longer that you've been in business and your working life, it's one of the most, beautiful things to have, and to really protect that, which I do. I very much honour and protect that, the relationship I have with my friends in the industry, and have worked hard, probably like yourself, to keep those relationships strong. And because, as you get older, you definitely need to rely on that. And, you never know when circumstances change, and, you've got people there that you can call and are generally really helpful and ready to help you. So it's a lovely it's a lovely service and relationship to have.
It's really cool. And is it like a little mastermind almost that you have there if you're, just to help sort of keep springboarding ideas off each other as well? Do you sort of find that it works that way, or is it more just a support structure?
Well, both actually, yeah. I got together with a couple of my friends who we've been in the industry who we live very close to each other, so it's lucky that we do. We don't have to. I mean, you know, Skype and Zoom calls and the phone is great, but we got together. A friend of mine's going through a bit of an issue with her business, and over some coffee and croissants, we sorted it out for her, you know, and gave her lots of support, and so she felt ready to go back and attack. So that's what it's about.
Yeah. It's really great, the coffee and croissant approach. Yeah, we like that. Its strategy can be quite useful. I might use a glass of wine occasionally if it's evening time, but yeah, definitely.
You need some sausages, yeah.
So, Susie, do you have a guiding principle or theme for your life that you tend to, things sort of fall into line with, or do you find it's a little bit more hidden this?
Yeah, it's interesting. For life, I think just personality-wise, Mandy, I think I'm quite tenacious. I don't give up very easily, so which is generally a good thing. It can sometimes be probably a bit annoying for other people, but I tend to keep going until I can find a solution. So that's maybe just personality-wise for me. But with my business, I think the theme really for me is about empowering my clients. I can do all the work for them, but I really want to be able to empower them with the knowledge, with the, you know, relevant knowledge and the support, basically so they don't feel like they are on their own and they can avoid those pitfalls that we talked about. But that's really what I want to do. I really want to empower people so that, you know, a year down the track or 2 years down the track, they can turn around and go, wow, you know, I've learned so much and I'm up and running. And, you know, as much as I don't want to lose them as a client, I'm also happy that they get the, you know, your little bird can fly off and feel quite confident out there running their own label and running their own business.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Then that you're always there in the background if they need you as well.
Totally. Yeah. Yes, yeah. And there are clients that we just touch base with once a month, and just say, you know, have a, you know, an hour or 2 hour mentoring session. How's it going? You know, what? And we talk about it, talk about the business and where they're up to and what they need to achieve for the next 6 months. So we set some goals. So goal setting is really good as well. I do that for myself on a personal level, and I encourage my clients to set goals, short and long term.
That's so good. And you know, with moving into the fashion industry in this day and age, is having all the social media and all these different channels easier or harder to get a voice out there?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great platform, and it's an incredibly cost-effective platform. So it's great budget-wise, but it still works, and it's something that I think people, again, think they can put a pretty picture on and they become an instant success. That's not going to happen. It's, again, social media is a lot of careful planning, strategy needed, and constant work on it. But it's fabulous. It's worked for a lot of people and it's launched a lot of brands. So it's definitely an area we look at. And yeah, it's got a very big importance now. Very big.
It's amazing. So yeah. when you're watching some of your clients push their boundaries or push their comfort zone, or when you do the same, you know, how do you cope with that sort of like pushing the boundaries? Because I always love to know what goes through our minds when the proverbial hits the fan, or when we are growing and when we are coming up against our own beliefs and things. So what's one of the things that our listeners could perhaps apply to their lives you find has been successful for you?
I think you just have to realise it's just a moment in time. You know, if you're having a struggle, it will get better. You'll get through it. It's just that moment, and it might be hard and harsh, but pushing through it, there's always something good on the other side. I just recently went through this with a client who was actually overseas promoting her product and got attacked on social media, you know, via cyber, which was horrible. And we were talking to each other quite frequently on the phone, and she's a very beautiful, sensitive designer, and it was very hard for her. And she kind of shut down for a while, but we worked through it, and it has actually turned out to be a blessing, because through the bad press, she's actually got the majority of good press and support. So one bad person or one bad comment actually was turned out to be nothing in the end, because she had lots of support and came through it and is now stronger than ever. So I guess that's probably what I would say when you're in the midst of it, just a moment in time. Call on what you need to get you through, you know, your mentor, your friends, your family, experts, and batten down, get through it, and usually you come out winning at the other end.
Yeah, that's great advice. Is that the best sort of advice that you've ever been told, or do you have a real little nugget that that you've been able to apply to your life?
Oh, wow. I think we're all looking for that little nugget, aren't we? But, you know, I think there's a lot of things, you know, probably through business, through, you know, life, motherhood, it's just about not sweating the small stuff. Yeah. You know, really for me, and that's easier said than done. There's days that you do feel the stress and you do go too far ahead. And I think that was a nice thing that someone said to me, stress is looking too far ahead and being overwhelmed, so pull it back. And that's, I guess, what I try and do, you know. So it's just not looking too far ahead, though obviously you need to plan, but working on the here and now, what can you achieve? You know, what is that worth getting stressed over? No, and it probably isn't. So don't overwhelm yourself. Don't look too far ahead. Work in the now and plan your steps and lay your foundation. Don't sweat the small stuff.
And I mean, you live on the Gold Coast, so go for a walk on the beach as well.
Yeah,
it would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, I do that. Yeah. Most days, yeah.
Oh,
that's my morning. That's my morning ritual, and it can be my evening one if I've had a big day. Yeah, that's very therapeutic.
Mm. I would imagine, just to be able to just sort of gaze out to sea, and yeah, I love that. That would be amazing. We don't necessarily do it where we are, but where I live, I look out on farmland and things like that. So it does have a similar thing. But
that's right. And nature does.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I like what you said about goal setting. It's like, set the big goals also, but just sort of peel it back into the day-to-day. I really like the sound of that. That's really cool.
Yeah, and that's how I work with my clients, and I work with them on a regular basis, which is usually fortnightly. We work face-to-face or remotely, obviously, because a lot of my clients are around Australia, and then I've been working with some overseas. So when we work fortnightly, and then I sort of set the task to do that can be done within the fortnight before we meet again.
Yeah.
So that's really nice, just to be able to work on those little steps while keeping sort of the bigger goal in vision, but it's just those steps to get there.
Yeah, I once read something about that a big goal is actually a whole lot of little small steps in a row, and I thought, I really like that, because, you know, it's so easy to overwhelm ourselves, and we can see someone that's way down ahead or way far ahead of us of where we want to be and start comparing ourselves. But just having a nice little manageable fortnightly task, I think, is great advice for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even coming up to creating goals for the new year and things like that, is actually, you know, how to break them down into fortnightly steps.
Yeah, exactly. And with a few clients now, I'm looking at, you know, what's the goals for 2019, you know, what haven't they achieved that they'd like to, or what, you know, so we're looking at that as well, which will be either the last couple of weeks or first thing in the new year.
Mm. That's cool. Now, I always ask all my guests this, Susie. So what is the most remarkable about what you do and who you are? And I ask this because if we don't value who we are, then others won't. So don't be shy.
So what I value, I guess from probably what I mentioned to you in the beginning, which was a big thing for me to even say, that I do recognise my own knowledge and expertise in this area. I realise that I've had a really exciting career that helped me to get to this stage. And I think what's remarkable about me is I'm really happy to give back now on that level and really support people who want to try the area of fashion or who are in the midst of it that need a little hand. I want to be able to help and guide and support them through those stages while the same, but empower them too, to have that industry knowledge. So
it's great.
I think it's a really remarkable service, actually. And probably if I was younger, I would probably consider doing something like this than putting myself through a really hard, expensive degree. You know, not that I'm saying that anything's wrong with that, but if you're much more to getting that practical advice, then I think this is a really good opportunity.
It's a really good one. That's remarkable. So, Susie, thank you so much for joining me today. That's all we've got time for. It goes so fast,
wow.
I know. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is so quick.
So if people would like to find you, you are at labellaunch.com.au, is that correct?
That's right, exactly.
And
they
email
me at Suzanne, but S-U-Z-A-N-N-E at labellaunch.com.au, either way.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a great day. We'll catch up with you later.
Thank you, Mandy. It's been fun. Thanks so much.
Remarkable Woman Radio. You can catch us again next Tuesday at 3:15 on 104.6 FM or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/remarkablewoman. We'll see you then.